Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. We're talking about the personal value, consistency, which I mentioned is the one word that has increased in my, has gone up in my priorities. And, you know, based on an article, trying to find a word that kind of puts forth what is going to be important for this 2026. I use the word consistency, and following up on Luma, you know, the whole situation with litigation and the fiscal board arguing that it should be in the federal court, and the statehood party, well, you know, wanting it to be in the local instead of the federal, kind of an irony, right? But the argument that, that Luma hasn't complied, and yet that the contract was invalid way back in 22 when it was extended. And so the fiscal board was arguing, so what happens to everything that's taken place since 2022? You know, under the extension of that contract. And, of course, the consistency of the government was the one who signed it, and then are saying it's invalid. So consistency, for me, is a critical value. And, you know, I try, and I often don't succeed. I try to be consistent in that. And at the same time, you have to have, and each one of these values has a countervailing value that you have to balance. And, you know, you have to be also flexible at a given moment. You can't be too dogmatic, too stubborn. I probably sin on being too dogmatic and too stubborn in my beliefs and my, you know, when I'm arguing solutions and all. So it's something I have to watch out for. Okay, so let's go into, you know, what's happened this week. And I had a nice outline of the different things. So I'm not probably going to be as accurate as I would have been with my notes, but I'm kind of doing, you know, various things. First of all, the exercise. So you know, Friday was running, and Friday is a day that I go to Calle and pay the people there and check to see what's happening and figure out, you know, what we need to do and solve you know, different issues that are taking place there. So you know, that trip, after, you know, making various calls in the different areas that I'm involved with, and there's a major consulting client that I'm involved with, and at this moment where it's really at a critical moment of getting everybody together on the same page. And and it's one of these, you know, estate where heirs are fighting among themselves and not, you know, joining forces against, you know, people on the other side. And it's hugely complicated in a very critical moment. So trying to, you know, put the documentation together to sort of get people on the same page, for pardon the pun. It's you know, what's a lot of the work was done on Friday on this very difficult week, and then and you know that there's a my wife is spending more of the weekends in Calle, and I because of different obligations and responsibilities, I'm having trouble, you know, spending the weekends there. So, for example, I had an activity in Añasco with the Rotary at the district level, and again, you're wondering, well, it's a long ways, and, you know, should I do it, and this and that. Well, you know, I decided to do it. We tried to put together, I'd love to sort of get things synergism, you know, with other things. I tried to put together a visit to the Pablo Casals mother's home in Mayagüez. It's a museum, and sculpture, the not the marble final one, but the yeso has been put out in the museum. That was like the 15th of December, and I wanted to see it, and I wanted to see the museum. I'm a real fan of Pablo Casals and all he stands for. And but we was only able to get one other person who went with me to Añasco, to the district Rotary Christmas activity, a purely social one. And it just wasn't, you know, worthwhile getting everybody to open up, the friend Jose de la Noy to open up, and getting the permission and getting the museum opened up for just two of us. So we canceled that portion and just went to Añasco. And I convinced Juanita Valentin Morris to give her a ride, and so we could talk. And it's over a 2-hour trip, and to do it on your own, no matter you put podcasts or, it's better to have somebody that you can have good conversations on many, many different topics, which we did, and it made the trip back and forth probably some 4.5 hours, really, really worthwhile and a lot more fun. The Saturday I ran the 3 miles before, having breakfast and reading the newspapers and picking up Juanita. The activity itself, typical lechon, arroz con gandules, the typical Christmas thing. And I have a hang up, is no other word, with loud music at social events. With I don't have any problem with when the social event is clearly a dance, everybody's going to be dancing, or if it's gonna be for a period of time, 45 minutes, an half hour, like the Christmas activity we have with the Boys and Girls Club, where an hour set aside, an hour and 15 minutes. I have no, but the incessant loud, overpowering music during the entire activity, where you can't really talk with the people comfortably, is not my thing, it's a hang up. I know some people like it, so in this activity there was loud music during the whole period, of course, other than the recess, and for me that is kind of frustrating. So the activity was important to be there, say hello to different people and catch up with a couple of things I wanted to catch up with, but it was On a 1 to 10, it was in terms of the activity itself, was like a 4. It was nice, though. It was a nice location, beautiful. Hacienda Igualda is a place, part of the Central Igualda, belonged to the Ramirez Arellano family. That some reflection going back to the a client I had, Dora Ramirez Arellano, and some stories going back. I told Juanita, reflected on some stories going back, and she was a special person. It was an interesting client, and a really good person, very religious and all. And it brought good memories. One of the things, of course, I always kind of regret, and there's no other word, is I never went to that area to visit their properties and what their some of the things that we were dealing with. I sort of wonder, looking back, why I didn't do it. I imagine, to go spend 4 or 5 hours and charge them for it probably wouldn't have worked. And then so I probably would have had to do it kind of on my own. And with working with a law firm, there's a lot of pressure to billable hours and to make things really, whatever you're doing is you have to put a timesheet together, so it probably was because of that. That's one of the things you look back at, and you're working with a large firm, and you have a lot of pressures to be, in quote, productive, during your 5 or 6 days a week with these famous daily timesheets. Oh my God, I don't miss those at all. So that was Saturday. Got back. I wanted to go to 6 o'clock mass, and I did get back around 5 o'clock, and I went to let me just get a 20-30 minute quick nap. Because I had been a tough, got up early in the morning, as I said, running and then driving and all that. But I put the alarm clock for instead of 5:45, I put it for 4:45. And so I slept through and got up around 6:30, which meant I had to go to mass. I decided to go at 7 a.m. on Sunday. And Sunday, the mass is in a small chapel instead of the Iglesia Belén, the major church, and it's very intimate, and I really like that the church at seven, the mass at 7 a.m. We're a little bit squeezed in, but everybody fits well, and you can hear really well, and. There, the priest is really, with you. They're so close. It's that much more intimate. He had an interesting sermon on the ungido, anointed, his main message was that from baptism, we're with the oils. Everybody these days after Christ, we all are anointed, and what that means. It means that. We all are should be respected, and we all should respect each other, and that if we lived our lives realizing what it means, the responsibilities and the obligations and the values of being an anointed person, the world would be a far more peaceful and happier place. A good sermon, Padre Nanilo, as you have heard me on many occasions, has profound and yet very pragmatic, practical sermons that I look forward to. Part of the reasons why I kind of don't mind not going to Calle is I really like to go to his masses and hear his sermons reflect on what the messages that he has and how they're applicable to our lives. On that Sunday, I then ran after the mass. It was we opened the Coalición Comunidad San Patricio that I head. We were opening on Sunday morning the park in front of our condominium, Parque Crisi Gonzalez, and I'm kind of look over and make sure that it opens at 6 and it closes at 12, and it's being done by San Patricio, the guard people that are doing this as a favor for the coalition and for the community, and they've been very, 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 very good, excellent, opening up timely at 6 and closing at 12 and making sure nobody gets locked in. But it's also good for me to just go and run there and make sure things are running well. So I ran that Sunday, one of the exercise that for that particular day, I was wondering whether to do the bicycle, but decided against it. That day I did a lot of work, got a lot done. The memo on this consulting challenge that I mentioned finally put together and sent. The meeting for the coalition, we call it COSPI, it's going to be on Wednesday. I had to get number of documents out, things that were pending, calls that were due, make sure the people that hadn't answered as to whether they could be available for the Wednesday activity. Every 3 months, and the next meeting of the board, we invite the residents of the community, of the San Patricio community, to go over the different areas that have been pending and to hear them out on whatever new concerns they have. And so, you know, putting all the agenda, making, you know, following up on letters that I had to be sent, calls that were necessary, especially with the Christmas not getting people and all. So that that combination, that basically took the day. And then recording the two the great game, football. I'm a Bills fan, the Buffalo Bills, and a New England Patriot, and both of them doing a lot of I do the recording so I can go quickly through it, and they were fantastic games, and both of my teams won, so it was a good day in terms of a fan of football put it together. So that was Sunday, when, you know, reading newspaper and a number of other miscellaneous things, but it was when you're in retirement, Sundays sometimes are no different from a Wednesday. it really feels good in the sense of if that particular day you really, for example, part of the reason why I did the run instead of the bicycle was that the run was going to be about 45 minutes, and I didn't do 3 miles. I just, I think it was 2 miles, and it's in the track, you know, which is easy and all. And so you don't worry. If I had gone and done 2.5 hours out in the sun bicycling, I would have been a lot more tired and probably wouldn't have gotten the kind of work I needed to get done. So it's kind of the balancing that I have to do in making the decision as to what particular sport I'm going to do that day. On Monday, it was because I didn't do the bicycling, which I normally do on Sunday. On Monday, I did the bicycling and did it really early. And it was about 25 miles, which is more or less what I have to do for the triathlons. As you know, for my birthday, I'm going to again do the 3 triathlons, and it calls for some 24 miles each day bicycling. And so I did that day, and it was a beautiful day. Finished relatively quickly. And was able to get to Costco, by... I wanted to get there at 9. If you're an executive member, they give you a head start for the 9 to 10 that available for the executive members. And brought my hearing aids that gets cleaned up every month, and bought the things that had to be purchased. So that was more Monday morning, and I've run out of time in the second segment, so we'll be right back after pause. This is your host, Jorge Gonzalez. This is Reflections.